Emerge Audio presents Whirlpool by Eileen Enright Hodgetts. Read for you by Nancy Batko. Prologue. Niagara Falls, Spring, 1919. Two men clung to the rusted railings, their eyes wide with terror. Helpless in the grip of the current, the barge gathered speed, rushing headlong through the churning waters toward the distant thunder and the plume of spray that marked the falls. The tow rope had parted suddenly with a pistol-like crack that reverberated through the cold spring sunshine and sent the men on the decks diving for cover. There were only two men on the barge, and at first no one expressed any fear for their lives. The tugboat was far upstream from the falls, chugging steadily towards the busy port of Buffalo with the rest of the tow of gravel barges. The wayward barge would ground itself long before it reached the point of no return. On board the tugboat, the crew waved derisively at their stranded crewmates. But it was spring, and the Niagara River was in full torrent, fed by the melting pack ice of Lake Erie. The barge, which bore no name, for she had never been an object of interest, found no welcoming sandbanks and no rocks to slow her progress. Soon she began to swing around in lazy circles, one moment pointing upstream towards Buffalo and safety, and the next rushing downstream towards the precipice. She began to attract attention, and word spread rapidly. On both banks of the river, Canadians and Americans gathered to watch in helpless fascination as the drifting barge picked up speed, tossed on the waters of the wide river. She swept on past Navy Island, where they had hoped she might run aground. Onward, onward, until the sun began to set, turning the waters into a sullen, bloody red. Currents carried her rapidly past Grand Island, while the rough white water surged along her sides. On board the barge, Dan O'Reilly and Fred Baker, hardened sailors who had survived the perils of the Great War, clung to the rusted deck plates and prayed to the god of their childhood for rescue. Above the rushing of the waters, they could hear the awesome sound they so dreaded. The evening air was filled with the booming thunder of the falls. Just a few hundred yards downstream, the waters of Lake Erie hurled themselves over a horseshoe-shaped precipice and fell almost 200 feet onto the rocks below. Lights blossomed along the shoreline, holding off the darkness. These were not rescuers, for how was rescue possible? They were sightseers, rushing to watch the ultimate spectacle. Men and machinery sacrificed to the falls. Between 1894 and 1919, 37 souls had been rescued from the waters of the Niagara River by one man. One man who stood now on the bank of the river, his sad gray eyes probing the darkness, wondering if he had the courage to do it again.